The Sunshine Coast has been chosen as a landing point for a new undersea cable that'll connect the United States and Australia to Fiji. Australia Connect will deliver the new subsea cable system, which will land at NextDC's SC1 data centre in Maroochydore next year with the support of Google. The project will offer enhanced cable connectivity with faster, more resilient internet infrastructure for businesses in previously unconnected markets. Mayor Rosanna Natoli says the project will build on the significant progress being made to establish the Maroochydore City Centre as one of Australia's fastest growing innovation hubs. The developer behind Harmony at Parview says it has been upfront with buyers after moving to pause the release of land at its major housing estate. It's after Sunshine Coast Council found Avid Property Group didn't have the proper development entitlements from the council to conduct construction activities. Some contracts for stages 25 and 27 have now been cancelled and deposits returned due to the approval delays, with some buyers expressing their frustrations at not being told sooner, and some have had to refinance due to those delays. The company says contracts had clauses noting that development approvals were yet to be secured. Member for Caloundra, Kendall Morton, is among 24 new politicians who will be sworn in for Queensland today, half of those women, making the largest intake since 2001. There will be 21 new LNP MPs and 3 from Labor. The Governor will officially open Queensland's 58th Parliament tomorrow following a 19-gun salute. And Noosa Mayor Frank Wilkie has named the charities to benefit from this year's Mayor's Christmas Appeal. Donations will be shared between 5 local charities: the Selvos, Vinnies, U-Turn, Sunny Kids and Santa's Classy Helpers. He says this year many people are really feeling the cost of living pinch.
Because of record high rents particularly and record high food costs, they're really struggling to provide for their children. So little things fall off the table. They can't always afford gifts, can't always afford a good Christmas dinner. I've kicked off the appeal with $500 worth of gift cards, and I'd like the support of anyone else in the community who's feeling generous.
You can visit the Noosa Council's website for details on how you can donate.